Wow, that earthquake tore up a bunch of buildings and houses. I really don't want that to happen here.
Those buildings weren't built on a strong foundation, and so they were destroyed. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Have you ever felt like your life has gone through an earthquake? Like there was nothing you could depend on? That can be really scary, but remember, you can always depend on Jesus. You can build your life on Him by reading the Bible and obeying what He wants you to do. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said this, "Whoever hears these teachings of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. It rained hard, the floods came, but it did not fall because it was built on rock." Our story today is called All Shook Up. "There's my dad. Want to ride home, Thomas?" Wesley asked after school one day. Thomas nodded and the boys climbed into the car in time to hear a news report about the cleanup efforts in an area where an earthquake had recently occurred. "What causes an earthquake?" Wesley asked his dad. "Well, the Earth's crust has splits in some places called faults. Sometimes the sides of a fault shift against each other and cause the Earth to tremble. If they move against each other hard enough, it may shake the Earth so much that buildings crumble." Thomas frowned. "Can that happen here?" He imagined his own house tumbling down. "Earthquakes occur all over the world, but according to the most recent geological maps, we're not living near any major faults in the Earth's crust," said Wesley's dad. "Since we're on a more solid foundation, we're not likely to experience an earthquake. And even if we did, it probably wouldn't be a severe one." "Good," said Thomas. "I'm glad my house is on solid ground." Wesley's dad nodded. "So am I." He smiled at Thomas. "But do you know that we need to build our lives on a solid foundation, too? That's even more important than having our homes built on a firm spot in the Earth's crust." Thomas looked puzzled. "Build our lives on a solid foundation? How do we do that?" Wesley chimed in. "We talked about that in my class at church last week. The lesson was on the story in the Bible about a wise man who built his house on a rock and a foolish man who built his house on sand. When the storms came, the wise man's house stood strong, but the foolish man's house blew away." "In the story, the men's houses represent their lives," Dad explained. "We can either build our lives on a solid foundation or on one that will crumble in life's storms." Wesley nodded. "People who trust in Jesus are like the wise man. They're building their lives on the rock, which is another name for Jesus." "That's right," said Dad. "Jesus is our firm, strong foundation. He died and rose again to save us from sin and give us eternal life. And He can hold us steady even when things in life get all shook up." Well, how about you then? Is Jesus the foundation of your life? He's the only foundation that will withstand all the trials of life and help you stand firm when everything seems to be crumbling around you. Build your life on the rock by trusting in Him. And as you depend on Him and rest in His truth and promises, you'll be ready when life's storms come your way. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 3:11.
"No one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ."
And our key thought for today: build your life on Jesus. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God now, what will you do as a teenager? Try reading our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Sign up for a free subscription at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.